Whether you're considering it as a career or just want to know what it's like to work with a range of exotic sea creatures, SeaWorld's Marine Mammal Keeper Experience will give you a taster. You'll care for a variety of animals, including dolphins, manatees, walruses, sea lions, and whales. And you'll be working alongside SeaWorld's Supervisor of Animal Care, Pedro Ramos.
Basically, if somebody signs up for the Marine Mammal Keeper Experience, they get to do everything we do. They will spend the whole day with one of our animal care specialists going to the different areas that our department is responsible for. So they will work with manatees, they'll be with dolphins, sea lions, and also with walrus and belugas, which are the white whales up at Wild Arctic. So they get a very full day. It's an 8-hour experience, so it keeps them busy.
And what sort of things are they doing? Are they feeding them, cleaning them? I don't know.
They will be doing anything we're doing at the time. With the majority of our animals, they can feed them at Dolphin Cove Key West. They will actually get waist deep into the water with a dolphin and one of our people and have an interaction with a dolphin. With our manatees, they will see up close our manatee rehabilitation program, so they can help with feeding those animals. They may actually see and assist with cleaning of wounds if we happen to have an animal at that time. The thing about this program is it's never exactly alike because it really depends on what's going on. You had the opportunity this morning to see two animals being loaded up for release, two manatees. That doesn't happen every day. The two participants today were part of it.
What sort of role do the seals and sea lions play at SeaWorld?
There are two places where you can see sea lions here at the park. One of them would be in the show at Sea Lion and Otter Stadium, but where you can get a more up-close experience with the sea lions and the seals that we have here is at Pacific Point Preserve, which is our main pinniped exhibit, pinnipeds being seals and sea lions. And it's also our feeder pool, so if the public comes up, they have the ability to purchase fish and they can feed them. The bulk of the fish that pinnipeds receive here is herring and capelin's actually a type of smelt.
Some top tips then for telling a seal from a sea lion.
A lot of people think it's one and the same, and part of what confuses a lot of people is years ago when people used to go to, say, a circus or something, they'd say a seal, they were really looking at a sea lion. If you look at the side of the head and you see external ear flaps, that's a sea lion. A seal only has little holes that lead into the auditory system. A sea lion can move its pelvic girdle underneath it and actually walk using its flippers. The seals don't. They can just crawl along on dry land. Another difference is that seals have smaller front flippers, whereas the sea lion has larger wing-like looking flippers. Seals are not vocal. They do make sounds, but they're not vocal like, let's say, like a dog would bark. Sea lions, which we call dogs from sea dogs, do. They're very vocal. You hear them quite readily. They're very loud. They're also very gregarious. The sea lions will sleep next to each other, on top of each other. They'll just dog pile up on top, and the seals don't. They like their space. They're not gregarious at all.
And how friendly are they generally to humans working with them?
Well, like any animal, you always have to be careful because even though these are animals that are used to us, these are not domestic animals. People need to realize that the animals that you see in an aquarium or zoo are not like your dog at home. The ones that we use here in the program are used to being with us. They're animals that most of them born here in the park. So like Smiley that you met just a little while ago, he's very used to Brit and to Mark, and because you were with him, he felt safe. He knew nothing was going to happen. So you can have that close interaction. But even with your dog at home, you know, you always have to be careful so you wouldn't go stick your hand in his mouth for no reason, things like common sense.
That's Pedro Ramos from SeaWorld.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.